This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's us clapping along. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. Something to tell you about. There's a new podcast up this morning on our channel, on our feed, the Q Morning Show On Demand. It's another episode of Can't Read, Can't Write. It is called The Legend of F.U. Bob.
This might be one of my favorite ones.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you were a Kent State Golden Flash, or maybe you had a loved one who went there that told you the lore about F.U. Bob, he was a staple in the townie community. And we didn't, honestly, me and Bill, we both went to Kent, and we didn't know the backstory behind him.
No.
It's a bit of a tearjerker. I'm going to just preface that, but it's really, really interesting. I learned a lot.
I learned a lot on this podcast episode as well. So that's where you can find it, the Q Morning Show On Demand. If you might be listening to this right now, because our full show every single day on Q104 is on the Q Morning Show On Demand. We are a podcast as well. 216-474-0104. That is how you call us. That is how you text us. We have good vibes on the way this morning. We're going to have hot takes a little bit later on. It's Hot Take Tuesday. And more Big Time Rush tickets. We'll play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55 and 8:55 this morning. The Q Morning Show.
Get ready. Q104.
Teddy Swims, Bad Dreams. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. It's day number two of Alyssa attempting to make her own iced coffee every morning.
Yep, here it is. In
Shake
all her glory.
So,
the ice is melting, so.
Okay.
It's not making as much noise as I wanted it to.
Oh, I got you.
That's the only reason I said that. I was trying to, like, shake it up in the microphone, but you could barely hear anything.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, so yesterday you attempted to make your own iced coffee. You did not enjoy your concoction.
No, it was terrible.
Today, did you make any refinements? Because people
I made some changes.
They had suggestions for you yesterday and what you could do differently. What did you do differently on day two of Alyssa's homemade iced coffee?
Okay, first I want to shout out Amber on Instagram. She sent me a page for recipes for iced coffee, which was very, very helpful. And I haven't used any yet. I wanted to just see if using milk, oat milk, made any difference. So if you weren't here yesterday, I made instant coffee with water, and it tasted like coffee water, and it was so gross. I don't even like coffee, so I was like, this is not it. But today I used oat milk.
Okay.
And I went with my heart. I poured with my heart with the creamer and the chocolate syrup, so it kind of is tasting more like chocolate milk, but a lot better. I think it tastes great. I don't really know if it qualifies so much as coffee.
Is it giving you that caffeine jolt that you need, or has it not kicked in yet?
Because I'm not a coffee drinker, I don't really... This is more, like I said, this is to spark joy. This is not to wake up. This is to spark joy. And it is. It's sparking joy for me right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's doing what it's supposed to.
See, this coffee here that I have, this is for me to wake up. It has not kicked in yet.
Yeah, that serves a purpose. Like, you come in here with that big old Stanley. Mm-hmm. You look like you mean business. I'm in here with my my silly little shaker with my little, like, lid, my sippy lid. But no, that one's pretty official.
No, I don't drink for drink for pleasure.
Mm.
I drink out of necessity. Coffee.
I like to have multiple drinks. I like to have my water, but then I like to have a flavored drink. Like, realistically, I would love to also have a fizzy drink in this lineup, but I don't. Three drinks might be too much for this studio.
You could add that to the menu.
I feel like I'll start knocking things over, and I think that our engineers might not like that very much.
216-474-0104. Is this you? Are you someone that makes your own iced coffee in the morning? Like, maybe it's something you did because you want to save money.
Yeah, just like, that's partially why I was doing it. I was like, you know, coffee brings people joy, but I don't want to spend $5 on it every day. Let's make it at home.
It also would be interesting to find out, like, what else do you do at home? Like, you could go out and buy it on your own, but you make it at home because you want to save money.
Ooh, that's a good question. Like, I might take some notes.
Like baking bread. During the pandemic, people would bake their own bread.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of remember Paula doing that.
Bryce told me it's really easy to make butter, too. And I was like, you want to start making butter?
It is?
According to him.
I would never have assumed that it's easy to make butter.
I would think it's just easier to spend $2 at the store.
We could go down south and ask the Amish about that.
Right.
They have delicious homemade butter.
I believe it.
216-474-0104. What do you make at home? Miles Smith. Stargazing, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Someone texted into the show, I have my iced coffee down to a science. Cold foam and everything.
What? I'm jealous.
And then they didn't give any kind of a recipe for you. Like, that's not helpful at all. That's just bragging at that point. They're just bragging that they have their iced coffee down while you are struggling with
your
iced coffee.
I'm just sitting here as a newbie, just struggling my way through the mornings.
Like, I was hoping this person would elaborate a little bit. Like, how do you get your iced coffee to taste so good?
Yeah, maybe for the best. Maybe for the best that they didn't, so that I don't have to go and buy a whole bunch of other stuff. I know I said yesterday, I was like, how expensive is this going to get? Because, like, I just bought my little instant iced coffee for, like, $7.
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I've been texting back and forth with my wife.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what kind of stuff have you... Because I know that she is into this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
She has made bread before. I know that she has a bread maker.
Oh, like a literal contraption.
I'm like, what else do you try to make at home in order to save money? And she sent me back dishwasher soap.
What?
Laundry soap. Homemade brownies, not from a mix. She's tried to make homemade brownies.
I like that she included that in there. That's like, that's not what we were talking about.
And then she wrote homemade dog treats. But she considers these failures. Like she said, I used to make a good homemade soap bar, but it ended up being more expensive than buying the bar soap, like you said with your iced coffee.
Well, yeah, even like, so my mom a couple years ago for Christmas, she crocheted me this beautiful, huge, like queen-sized Afghan blanket. She said it cost her like hundreds of dollars for the yarn. She used like over 20 skeins of yarn.
So you would have been happier if she would have just gone out and purchased you an Afghan blanket?
Oh, absolutely not. No. I'm so glad that she made it with love.
Yeah.
But like, it's one of those things that it's like, you think that somebody makes it, it's going to be less expensive. But it actually, in the long run, it ended up being like the most expensive blanket that I own.
Right, but that's something you can pass down now.
Oh, absolutely.
Through generations.
Yeah. No, she worked on it for like months. It is huge. It's like 40 pounds. It's like a weighted blanket.
Does she ever come over and visit?
Yeah.
Do you wrap yourself up in that blanket just knowing that she spent hundreds of dollars?
I should.
Spent hours of her time
no,
on that blanket. And then you, you have to be seen wearing it whenever she comes over and visit.
I'm surprised that she hasn't like asked, like, where is that blanket
right.
when she comes over? Because she hasn't. But like, I know that she put like blood, sweat, and tears into that thing for like 3 months straight.
She looks over and it's just in a big ball on the floor. And
oh no. Oh my God. She would kill me.
Slowly a tear starts running down her face.
And then she just starts screaming.
Good morning, the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Get the script.
Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We have good vibes on the way at 6:55. Alyssa says she has a good vibe this morning.
I do. I have such a good vibe. I'm so excited to share it. I just found something yesterday that I was like, oh my gosh, I have to talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
So tomorrow is today.
Oh, tomorrow you're going to tell us.
No, I'm going to tell you today. I'm saying like I found it last night and it's early. I said like, okay. I thought this yesterday and I was like, I have to talk about it tomorrow being today.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us?
Right now?
You're not going to tell us now?
Oh, okay.
When do you want to tell us?
I was going to tell you during good vibes.
Oh, you want that to be the good vibe today?
Yeah, I have a good vibe.
Oh, see, what I was thinking was you'd share your good vibe and then we'd open up the phones and we'd have a good vibe at 6:55 like we normally do. But we don't have to do that.
Oh, yeah. I can just do that real quick. That works. I could share.
I thought you could get the good vibes train going.
Oh, choo-choo. Yeah, let's go.
But
okay.
We're running out of time, so we might as well. You have the good vibe today. Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to audible at the line.
Okay, so that's coming up for you.
Isn't it wonderful how we're on the same page around here?
I love it.
Alyssa's good vibe on the way at 6:55, the Q Morning Show.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the
I'm
Q
sorry.
Morning Show.
I always go with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
So we're going across the room this morning to hear the good vibe.
I've got the good vibe this morning.
Share your good vibe with us.
Okay, so yesterday I was on the Cleveland subreddit. I'm on it like every day I check. And I saw a post that said, who are some people doing some good in Cleveland? With all the craziness in the news, who is doing good in this city?
Okay. Sorry, you posted that or you saw somebody else post that?
No, I saw somebody post this. So I'm reading through the comments. I came across this nonprofit in Cleveland that is so cool. I've thought about it and I didn't even know that something like this existed. It's called Charity. Like chair, what you sit in.
Yeah.
Charity. And it is a nonprofit that donates furniture to foster kids who have aged out of the foster program for their first apartments. So if you don't know, for kids in the foster system, when they turn 18, they age out. Some of them do get guidance from like their caseworker on helping furnish their place and making it feel like home. But that's not always the case. So this nonprofit kind of takes it into their own hands to collect donated furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And help furnish these apartments and homes. So they have a donation form on their website. They take pretty much like they'll even come pick up like furniture donations for like $15 in Cuyahoga and Summit County. They take pretty much everything except for like beds and bed frames and mattresses.
Yeah.
But definitely worth checking out on Instagram. Their Charity nonprofit. I'll post it up on our story, too, if you want to take a look. At the Q Morning Show on Instagram. But just really, really cool. It was actually started by a 16-year-old girl here in Cleveland.
So did you go through your house yesterday and just find all this furniture you're willing to give away?
No, but I did kind of like look around. I'm like, okay, like I'll probably want to get rid of this. And like, because we just moved into our home.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the stuff from our apartment, it's like we're outgrowing it. We need bigger stuff or we need different stuff. So I'm definitely going to keep this in mind. But I was like, that's so cool.
I'll keep it in mind as well. Yeah, I really like that charity. I would imagine that, I mean, if you're a fostering kid and you made it to the age of 18 mm-hmm. and you didn't get adopted, you didn't find a forever home, and now you're 18 years old and now you're out there on your own.
Right.
You've got to go continue your life. You lose the resources from the state or whatever it is, and you lose your shelter at the foster home, and now you're out there and you've got to take on the world all by yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that this one is just so cool because it is something that is just so local.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it was started by a girl in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, I mean, there's on the Instagram, they have a whole highlight of before and afters so that you can actually see, like, some of these places literally only had an air mattress.
Yeah.
And, like, so she took matters into her own hands to help make these places feel like home for these kids.
Because what possessions do you have when you're living in a group home?
You don't.
You've got to start your entire life. You're on your own. So, yeah, what a great charity to help these kids.
Yeah, and there's not many options for having furniture picked up. Mm-hmm. But a $15 donation to have a pickup, not bad.
All right, one more time.
It's called Charity. Charity Nonprofit on Instagram if you want to check them out.
Thanks for the good vibe this morning, Alyssa.
Of course.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Hot Take Tuesday. We're talking about streaming apps this morning. Tori is on the line. Tori, good morning. Tori, good morning. Okay, Tori's not there.
Well, we lost Tori.
Or why isn't the phone working? Okay, that's not working.
All right. Well,
wait, hold on. Let me try something else. Tori, good morning? Question mark?
Good morning.
Oh!
Are you someone who shares your passwords with friends, family?
I used to be. Not anymore. Absolutely not.
Okay, so you used to and you don't now. Why?
Yeah, what put a stop to all this?
Well, I used to share my Netflix and my HBO passwords with my roommates back in college. Mm-hmm. But over the years, it got to be so many people logging into my accounts that it was just insane. Like, I could not keep up with any shows that I was watching. You know, I mean, having so many users on one profile meant that the continue watching queue was completely messed up. I was getting suggested programs that were so not my thing.
Oh, yeah.
That would be annoying because you're watching, I would assume that multiple people are watching the same popular show. And
yeah,
it's like,
so you lose your place in the show.
I would lose my place. And then when I found out some of the people that were still using it, you know, years after, I'm talking ex-boyfriends, classmates of my former roommate.
What?
You know, like, yeah, it was like, there had to have been like 20 people using my account at one time.
What? 20?
Yeah. So I just pulled the plug on it. And like about 2 months into COVID, I just changed all of my passwords.
I wonder, is that an awkward thing, Alyssa? Because that's something that I've never had to experience. Is it awkward after a breakup to have to remove an ex from one of your streaming apps?
I'm sure that it is. I mean, I will be honest, though. I never had to remove anybody.
Uh-huh.
But I removed myself because I am an independent woman who don't need no man's Netflix login. Like, true story. I actually did that.
Thank you, Tori, for calling in and for listening to us.
Thank you so much.
Let's see. We have Tiffany on the line. Tiffany's in Lakewood. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Do you agree with Tori? Are you someone who is stingy about sharing your passwords?
No, I honestly share them. I have four kids of my own, and the oldest is 21 and the other one's 18. So, of course, I'm going to share them with my kids. And then I share them with my aunt and stuff because they're just too expensive. I have, like, everyone because there's, like, a different show, like Yellow Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, on each different streaming thing, and that's how they get you. Like, I love The White Lotus, and I had to pay $10 for Max because I wanted to watch The White Lotus.
The only place you can watch it.
Exactly. So, like, if I could maybe buy the episodes, I would, but I can't. So I have to buy the darn subscription, so of course I'm going to share.
So you are freely sharing your passwords. Are people sharing their passwords with you? Is it reciprocal?
No, not really. But I don't have enough to share. I mean, I'm sure my daughter would share if she had some, but no, not really.
Okay, so we have somebody who shares their passwords, and then we have people like Bill, who just...
I don't share with anybody.
He doesn't share with anybody. He just takes the logins.
And Tiffany is sharing with everybody.
We need both types of people to make the world go round.
Yes, we do. Or we need them all to be in one platform.
Yes. Yes. We're going to end up back at cable. I'm telling you.
Yes, we are. We are. Some type of cable subscription.
Tiffany, do you have Peacock?
Yes, I do. I watch On Patrol Live every weekend with my son.
I would love to have your password if you wouldn't mind passing that
along. Come on, Bill.
That's the only one. It's the only one I'm missing, and I would really like to add that one back.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll message you.
Q104. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. What are you saying?
Do you need a Peacock login? Bill, I'll send you mine right now.
No, I mean, I would like to have Peacock back. That was one of the apps that I got rid of a few months ago.
Yeah, how else are we going to watch Saturday Night Live?
Well, I watch it. I still have it on Fubo.
But you're going to get rid of Fubo soon, according to you.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You change your mind like every day with that.
I know. I'm a mess right now.
Do you want me to just send you my login for Peacock?
No, I don't want your login.
What? Why?
Because I just said that I don't share passwords anymore, and if I took your Peacock...
But I'll share mine with you.
I know, but I'm not going to give you anything back.
I don't need anything.
Oh, that's silly.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to take your Peacock password, because you're just going to hold that over my head, like, constantly.
No, I'm not.
Like, months down the road, you're going to, like, ask me for something, and be like, oh, yeah, but I gave you my Peacock password.
Oh, my God. Just keep it in my back pocket like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't want you to have that amount of leverage over me.
You really think that that's leverage, my little Peacock login?
Yes, very much.
All right. Well, I'll hold on to it for now, but...
And then should something happen between us, it's awkward, because then I'd have to give the Peacock password back.
I would just change the password and log you out.
It's very awkward.
No. How is that? Oh, my gosh.
Do you really want that to happen between us?
I've never kicked anybody off.
I don't think you understand what you're getting yourself into here.
Like, what
you don't want to share with me.
What are you going to be doing with a login?
You don't want any of this smoke.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to beg you to take my Peacock password.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. We're going to play some trivia. You versus Alyssa. We have big time rush tickets and win Alyssa's Peacock password coming up.
Wake up. Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104.
Of knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Katie in Richfield has pulled the car over to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Hello. Good morning.
And she has some helpers as well. Is that right?
I do. I have Madison and Marin, my little 9-year-olds with me.
Are they twins?
They are twins. We listen every morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Let's get going here. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, unfortunately, as all ties go to Alyssa. Here are your 5 questions this morning.
Okay.
Question one, what dating show on Netflix takes place in pods?
Oh, Love is Blind? I don't know that one.
Question two, which artist composed the music for the movie The Lion King?
Elton John.
Question three, how many miles long is a marathon?
26.2.
Question four. This type of fish is the oldest fish on Earth, over 500 million years old. They're older than dinosaurs.
Oh, my goodness. The oldest fish on Earth is an oarfish. I have no idea.
Final question. It's the name of the city in Arizona where the Cleveland Guardians train.
Oh, I should so know this. In Arizona. Oh, my gosh. Oh, why don't I know this? Oh, I can't believe I can't. I just saw a friend there.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I tried to give you as much time as I could to work it out. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
Alyssa, will you please come on back into the studio?
All right. She's on her way back in. Remind me, you said your daughter's Madison and who?
And Marin. And I have two more, but they're not in the car today. They'll be jealous.
Okay. I'm writing down Madison and Marin so I don't forget. Alyssa, her headphones are all tangled up, but she's getting them on here.
Okay.
It's Katie in Richfield.
Oh, good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Alyssa.
And 9-year-old twins, Madison and Marin.
Good morning, you guys.
Hi.
Oh.
Are they helping you play this morning?
They are. We've struggled, but we're usually 100%. I don't think we are today.
I'm jealous. I wish I had one of them on my team.
Yeah.
I feel like they would be a help.
I think they could have been more help to Katie on question four, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. Here are your five questions. By the way, Katie went 3 for 5. So you need 3 to tie Alyssa and 4 to win.
Okay.
Question 1. What dating show on Netflix takes place in pods?
Love is Blind.
That is correct. Question 2. Which artist composed the music for the movie The Lion King?
Oh, I don't know.
You have no idea? You've seen The Lion King.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've made fun of me for never seeing The Lion King.
But you want me to know who composed the music?
They had hit songs from this movie. I'm going to need an answer in 3.
I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Elton John.
Oh.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Yeah.
The circle of life.
I kept thinking of Tarzan and all the Phil Collins songs.
Question 3. How many miles long is a marathon?
26. No, no, no. No. Yes. No. Yes.
Gonna need a final answer in 3.
Okay. Sorry. Two. I'm gonna say 26 miles. Yeah. 26.2.
Yes. Yes. It is 26 miles. Katie also had that exactly. I was going to accept 26. Both of you said 26.2. All right. 2 questions left. The score is 3-2. Alyssa needs 1 more question to tie. Question 4. This type of fish is the oldest fish on Earth. Over 500 million years old. They're older than dinosaurs.
You kidding me? Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Jellyfish.
Oh.
So the drama has increased. Question number 5. Alyssa needs this to tie. The name of the city in Arizona where the Cleveland Guardians train.
Oh, my God.
Spring training has begun.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my. It's, I'm going to, I know this is not right. I'm going to say Tempe.
Tempe is incorrect. It's Goodyear, Arizona.
Oh, I should have known that.
Oh,
I
got
out of it.
Man.
Which makes our final score, Katie 3, Alyssa 2. Katie wins. Yay! Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Yay!
Oh, yes. Well deserved. You guys, those were tough questions.
They were hard today.
Good job.
Katie, here's everything you win. An official Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma, an official College of Knowledge pennant, which you can hang up in your house, and perhaps most importantly, tickets to see Big Time Rush this summer at Blossom Music Center.
Oh, they are big fans. That is exciting.
Oh, you guys are going to have so much fun.
Oh, we can't wait. And you guys get us to school on time every day because we don't want to miss. So.
Oh, good. We're so glad. Thank you for having us on in the morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. My name is Katie, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us this morning. Although Alyssa's a little bummed out.
I am.
She revealed some information to me a little while ago, and I'm sorry I don't feel the same as you.
I know, he wasn't nearly as upset about this as I was.
So what has you in a bad mood right now? What happened?
Joann Fabrics is closing all 800 of their stores.
Why are you so upset over this?
Because I love to craft. Joann Fabrics is like, it's like my happy place. Like, I walk in there and everything is magic and there's so much creativity flowing and there's so many things just waiting to be made. And now they're closing all their stores. It's also really a bummer because Joann Fabrics is like an Ohio-based store. And, like, there's been rumors of them closing all the stores for, I mean, a couple of weeks now. But there also was a rumor, and I think that it was just some hopium, if you will, of people hoping that maybe they would keep a couple of stores open. But we got word yesterday that no stores are surviving. They are all shutting down after more than 80 years in business.
Don't mind me. I'm texting Paula right now.
Paula is going to be upset. I almost guarantee you.
My question, do you care about Joann Fabrics going out of business? When was the last time you've been to Joann Fabrics?
I think I was there last...
In 2025?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've been there probably at least twice within the past couple months.
Apparently, you're the only one that's going.
I'm not. There's always people in there. That's why I was like, I was hoping.
Then why are they going out of business?
I don't know. I don't know. I give them so much of my money. What are they doing with it? I don't know. My family gives them so much of our money. I don't know what they're spending it on. Okay. Joann, maybe we should have a talk about budgeting and see if we can work some things out because I'm not sure what I'm going to do without my craft store. I was hoping that I heard that the one in Middleburg was going to stay open, and that's the one closest to me. My pap told me that. I think he was just trying to make me feel better. He told me that the other night. And then yesterday we got word that, nope.
So nope. You think your grandfather purposely lied to you?
I do.
I do.
I think he was trying to spare my feelings. I think he was trying to make me feel better that, no, some of them would stay. But, no, Joann Fabrics will be no longer soon.
Here's Paula's reply on the state of Joann Fabrics.
What's her official statement?
I asked her, do you care? She said, I haven't been to one in years. I don't even know where one is here.
Paula, I expected better from you.
She says it's kind of like a Kmart or Woolworths. Woolworths? That's tough to say. Woolworths. That's why Woolworths went out of business, because nobody could pronounce it.
I don't even know what that is.
I think just old-timey department store.
It's craft. It's happy. It's a happy place. Lots of fabrics, lots of yarn, lots of little beads, and that's my love language. So, Joann Fabrics, you're really putting a damper on my week.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. R.I.P.
Here's something that might cheer you up. New music coming out this Friday from Lizzo.
Yes!
She's been teasing this for a while. And she dropped a teaser on her Instagram. I don't know if this will make sense to you.
Everything was so much simpler. And that's exactly what I need. No views, no likes, real love.
Real love in real life, it says.
I'm excited for it.
Oh, that's the name of the song, Love in Real Life.
Love in Real Life. We haven't gotten new music from her in a while, so that'll be fun.
That is coming this Friday. All right, so we have Big Time Rush tickets.
Mm-hmm.
8:55 this morning. We'll play another round of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
More Q104 next.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. Alyssa and I found the same exact article this morning
And we both were like, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, let's talk about this. This could be fun.
This is surprising to me when I read it.
These are things that you could be doing that could wind up with you spending an afternoon at the ER.
So in this article, doctors chime in with some common surprising things that, like, I never would have guessed would land you in the emergency room, but they're saying that it happens more often than you would think.
Number one on this list is wearing Crocs.
That's the one that really caught my attention.
Now, if there is a reason to just get rid of Crocs, this would be the reason, because they're too dangerous. They're sending people to the ER.
They're so comfortable, though. They feel so nice on your feet. But yeah, in this article, I'm reading that it says this doctor said that he sees, quote, Croc-specific injuries at least once a week. Said that they don't provide good traction or ankle support, so people go flying, and so do their Crocs.
I know they're comfortable, but they're not fashionable, are they?
No, but once you start wearing them, they are so comfortable that, like, you just stop caring that they look the way that they do.
Petting strangers' dogs is on this list. That's a big thing. I mean, when you have kids, Alyssa, that's one of the things that you have to teach them right away, is you need to ask permission first before you can just pet a random dog.
Even as an adult, I feel like I would just pet dogs without asking.
Yeah.
Until maybe like the last 5 years when I've had friends whose dogs aren't so friendly. So now I'm like, can I pet your dog? I always ask first.
You learned.
Oh yeah, you learned.
It stuck with you. On this list, surprising things that you could do that send you to the ER. Slicing avocados or bagels.
This one cracks me up. Could you imagine being in the emergency room and they're like, what happened? And you're like, well, let me tell you, I was making myself breakfast and I was slicing a bagel and then I was impaled.
I've never sliced an avocado. Is that difficult to do?
No.
Oh, I've never.
No, it's not hard. There's like a pit inside. So you just cut around the pit. Like, it shouldn't be difficult.
No, I don't cut through a bagel. We have a bagel slicer.
You have an actual contraption to slice your bagels for you?
Yeah, so you take the lid off, and then you put the bagel in, and then you press the thing down, and it cuts the bagel in half, and then you take the top off, and you take your bagel, and you put it in the toaster or wherever you're going to put it.
Oh, that's cool.
However, one time, the bagel, I guess, was too big, and it got stuck, so I reached in there like an idiot to grab the bagel, and the thing just cut me.
No.
I did not go to the ER.
No?
But it can happen. Trampolines on this list.
Oh, yeah. This one does not surprise me at all. This article says trampolines are, quote, a broken bone factory. I did have a trampoline growing up. So
you
yes.
did?
Oh, yes. But we had a net around it. Mm-hmm. But even with the net, I could still see how many a bones could have been broken on that thing.
Yeah, I liked to go to my friend's house when I was a kid, the ones that had trampolines. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, I would be doing backflips on there, and not now.
Okay.
Not anymore.
216-474-0104.
What's the surprising thing that you did, or your family member, your kid did, that landed you in the emergency room?
Yeah, do you have a story about being in the ER because of Crocs, because of slicing a bagel, because of trampolines, or is it something else that's, like, super silly? And you feel like an idiot, but you had to go to the ER anyway. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Yeah. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, The Q Morning Show. Talking about the dumb reason that you were sent to the ER. What were you doing at the time? And you couldn't believe that.
That's what landed you in the emergency room.
Yeah, what you were doing resulted in an ER trip, and you couldn't believe it. Jules in Painesville, good morning.
Good morning.
What were you doing?
So let me set the stage. I have naturally curly hair, so I can't really just wake up and go. I have to do something to my hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the sixth grade, and I used to put myself on the bus. My mom was a teacher. She was already gone in the morning, so I was home alone. I had an adjustable shower head in my shower, and so when I needed to just wet my hair so I could bring out my curls, I would just flip my hair over and wet it, and then style it and go. Well, this particular morning, I did that, and I went to flip my head back, and I got a pinched nerve in my neck and could not move. So I was stuck, bent over, unable to flip my head back, and nobody's home.
And nobody's again, home.
Sixth grade. So I had to get to the phone. Which, again, we didn't have cell phones back then yet.
Yeah. Oh, you had to go to the wall phone.
Right.
Yes. Get to my rotary phone and try to call any parent I knew that might not have gone to work yet so somebody could get me to the doctor because I didn't know what was wrong. I didn't know it was a pinched nerve. All I knew was I couldn't move.
Did you know anybody's phone number?
I did. I did actually know numbers. We also had like a phone book list of like family friends' numbers.
Yeah, the
emergency phone list. So yeah, so are you serious? It was a rotary phone?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The spin?
Yeah.
Because we only had one that was not rotary, and that was on the first floor away from the bathroom, a lot further away.
So, okay, so who did you call?
Fortunately, I got a hold of one of my friend's moms who hadn't gone to work yet.
Uh-huh.
And she was usually my go-to if I needed anything after my mom had went to work. And unfortunately, she hadn't left yet. So she came and rescued me and took me to the hospital.
Oh my gosh.
To which I ended up in a neck brace for a week.
You were in a neck brace for a week because of this?
Yes.
How did they?
The pinched nerve.
How do they treat that? What do they do?
I think if you're older, they can give you muscle relaxers. They just gave me like ibuprofen and told me I had to let it kind of heal itself. But I also played volleyball back then and had to go to school and I missed my games that week.
Oh
and
yeah, that's
so
true.
Everybody knew that I was the one who was brushing my hair. Got a pinched nerve.
Did you have to go to school with the brace on too?
Yeah. For that whole week.
And then everybody's asking what happened, and then you're like, I was brushing my gosh.
You didn't lie? You should have lied.
No, I mean, there was just nothing to make up at that point. So, yes, it was a long-running joke.
Yeah, at that point, you got to just own it.
All right, Jules with the naturally curly hair. Thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. The Q Morning Show. Q104, The Q Morning Show. What were you saying about Chapel Roan?
So Jules' story was cracking me up because something very similar happened to Chapel Roan. She had this viral TikTok like 2 years ago explaining how she was headbanging and like dancing just in her house before she was famous. And she headbanged so hard, she sprained her neck. She had to go to the emergency room, and same thing, she landed in a neck brace.
Yeah, that headbanging, it's dangerous stuff right there.
It's a dangerous form of fun, I guess.
Did you ever have to go to the ER for any reason?
So probably my worst one was I was trying to open a vodka bottle with a knife because I couldn't get it open, cut my hand, got a blood infection. That sucked.
How old were you?
26.
Okay.
Yeah. I just told my mom what actually happened like last year. I was too embarrassed to tell her.
That's some serious stuff. You were with a vodka bottle with a what?
I was trying to open it with a knife nobody could get it open. So I was trying to MacGyver it and then I cut my hand and then I apparently got infected and my blood was infected, which is apparently a big deal.
That sounds
did not know.
Serious.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't great.
My only trip to the ER, I had a head concussion.
Oh, what'd you do?
I was playing tackle football with my friends.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And I was going for the touchdown, and I got tackled, and I was unconscious for 9 minutes.
Whoa! Did you get the touchdown?
I don't think I did. No, I think I was tackled before I got to the touchdown.
See, if you don't remember, like, that 9 minutes, if you passed out, like, you should just say that you did get the touchdown.
Yeah.
Next time if somebody asks.
I was also 35 years old when that happened.
Wow, that's a lot older than I thought.
No, I'm kidding. I was in eighth grade. Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way this morning. More big time rush tickets for Blossom this summer. Take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge in less than 10 minutes.
Up early in the morning, morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up.
Wake up. Q Morning Show on Q104.
Kyle in Medina is next up in the hot seat to play Alyssa, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yes.
It is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. So here is question 1. What was the name of the Netflix series released in 2020 that featured a zoo owner spiraling out of control?
Oh, I have no idea.
No guess?
Nope.
All right, question 2. Name one of the 2 rap stars responsible for the song WAP.
Oh, I'm not doing good.
No answer there?
Nope.
All right, let's try this one. Question 3. The author who wrote the popular books A Time to Kill, The Firm, and The Pelican Brief.
John Grisham.
Question 4. The name of the town in Pennsylvania that was the site of a Civil War battle, and its name is in a famous speech by President Lincoln.
Gettysburg.
Final question. Before Google, there was a search engine that used a butler to help people look stuff up. The name of that search engine?
AOL. I don't know.
All right, Kyle. You got a couple there. Hang on. Let me tell you how you did in a second. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio first. You got 2 out of 5 there, Kyle.
That was a struggle.
It could be enough to beat Alyssa, however. We are about to find out. Alyssa is taking a seat back in her chair. Headphones are about to go on.
All right.
Meet Kyle and Medina.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Alyssa.
I'm not going to tell you how he did, Alyssa. I'm just going to give you your 5 questions. We'll tally it up at the end. How about that?
All right, let's do it.
Question 1. What was the name of the Netflix series released in 2020 that featured a zoo owner spiraling out of control?
Tiger King.
That is correct. Question 2. Name one of the 2 rap stars responsible for the song WAP.
Cardi B.
Question 3. The author who wrote the popular books A Time to Kill, The Firm, and The Pelican Brief.
Oh, I don't know. Not a reader.
Not a reader.
Not a reader. Give me the Yep.
Looking for John Grisham, the popular author John Grisham.
Sorry about that.
Question 4. The name of the town in Pennsylvania that was the site of a Civil War battle, and its name is in a famous speech by President Lincoln.
Gettysburg.
That one's correct. Final question. Before Google, there was a search engine that used a butler to help people look stuff up.
Oh, Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves is correct.
Oh, throwback.
All right, Alyssa. Well, by my count, you only missed one there.
The
John Grisham question. Unfortunately, Kyle only went 2 for 5 today. So Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
It's one of those days, Kyle. One of those days.
Yep.
However, Kyle, would you be interested in seeing Big Time Rush this summer?
Sure.
Because we have some tickets right here.
That's awesome.
And we'll give them to you.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. My name is Kyle, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Alyssa, you're going to love this story. You're going to love this story.
Okay.
So there's this family. They were living in Washington State. They relocated to Fort Carson, Colorado. So they moved.
Okay. That's quite a trek from Washington to Colorado.
It's over 1,000 miles.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So it's the Hansen family. Mom, dad, 12-year-old Hannah. And their cat, Sunny Lou.
Love that name.
Now, You know this. You move cross country.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty chaotic when you are trying to get out of your house and everything into a moving truck and everything else.
The worst.
Pure chaos, right?
Yes.
Somewhere during the move, Sunny Lou went missing.
No.
Yes. Now, Sunny Lou is also not only the beloved family cat, but also an emotional support animal for Hannah, the 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
They looked and looked.
And they couldn't find the cat.
Could not find Sunny Lou. So they left. They left Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
And they drove to Colorado and...
That poor little girl, she was probably broken.
They had to adjust to a new life now without Sunny Lou.
Uh-huh.
21 days later, their stuff arrives from Colorado. So that's the moving truck that,
uh-huh,
that went from Washington to Fort Carson, Colorado. They start unloading the truck, and they notice that their hide-a-bed sofa is meowing.
Sunny Lou?
Sunny Lou.
Sunny Lou was in there the whole time?
Got scared during the move, went inside the sofa, hid in there, and the movers put the sofa bed on the truck.
Oh, that little baby.
So Sunny Lou went 21 days without food or water because she was being transported on a moving truck.
Cross country.
This is the veterinarian talking about Sunny Lou, because as soon as they found Sunny Lou.
They take her to the vet. They're like, oh, my God.
Right away. Here's the vet.
Medically, I don't know. I don't have an answer as far as how this cat survived that ordeal. It's really remarkable. I think we don't always get an explanation with cases like this, but I agree with the family. I think she is a miracle cat.
21 days.
How about that?
Wow. Wow. The universe works in magical ways sometimes. I'm so glad that they got their little Sunny Lou. That was going to bum me out all day.
You okay?
I'm okay. You really just took me on a ride there.
Did you think I was going to tell you a story like that and not have a happy ending?
I wasn't sure where you were going. I didn't see how we could possibly have a happy ending with the family moving across the country.
It's the Q Morning Show.